Eating mostly plant foods like fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and beans is good for your health.
I use beans instead of meat in my grandmother's jerk-style recipe. And when I'm at work, I get a tofu vegetable stir fry.
I like to get a whole wheat veggie hummus wrap for lunch.
Fresh, frozen, canned, or dried, eat a whole lot more plant foods when you can. For free recipes, resources, and food assistance, call 311 or visit nyc.gov/nutrition.
WBAI New York at 99.5 FM and WBAI.org on the web. It's 11 a.m. here in New York City. Thank you so much for tuning in. That was a special presentation of Equal Rights and Justice, an expanded presentation of Equal Rights and Justice with Mimi Rosenberg. Usually at 11 o'clock on a Thursday, you'd be tuning in to Joy of Resistance with Fran Luck. Fran will be with us later on in the fundraising drive, this two-week membership and fundraising drive. Please stay tuned for some additional programming coming your way next over WBAI.
This is Julian Assange. You're listening to WBAI New York. Stay strong and keep listening.
I found my thrill.
Our guest this day is Gary Noe, Ph.D. Gary Noe is a New York Times best-selling author, the host of the talk radio program The Gary Noe Show, and a producer of documentary films, PBS television programs, and health and personal development videos. And we're going to be focusing today on his program on the food-mood connection.
Think of all the people in America today that suffer from depression and anxiety disorder. How about addictive behavior? If we are anything, we have addictive behaviors, whether it's to coffee or to sugar or to gambling or to drugs or alcohol or just overworking. Think of how many children have been diagnosed with ADD and ADHD or are simply hyperactive. How many Americans can't get a good night's sleep, suffering from insomnia? How about brain fog or brain fatigue? For those of you who have Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, dementia, forgetfulness, you're starting to forget things, and that might be in your 30s or certainly by your 40s, someone's last name, the title of a movie you saw. You forget what you just read in a book. You might have brain fog. You might have brain fatigue, where you just don't have the mental energy any longer. Well, Dr. Eric Braverman is the person to call. What can you tell us about all this?
Okay. First thing we need to know is you lose not just memory, but you lose attention and quickness. In fact, we have 50,000 accidents a year because people have brain aging and they're losing their ability to drive, ski, handle a lawnmower, handle fire in their house, handle a gun, and these are all related to attention, personality problems, memory loss, and brain quickness. So let me tell you about the brain specifically. There are four core chemicals that run the brain. One is the energy group called dopamine, and it can basically give you fire, or what we call metabolism. And when it goes down, you get obesity as you age, you get addictive disorders as you age, you get depression. You get the inability to have high energy. You can't write a book at 7 years old. You can't go to medical school at 7 years old unless you learn the technique to raise the energy of the brain. Number two, your brain slows down. It loses an important chemical called acetylcholine. As it slows down, you start to drop the balls of memory. You can't remember your cell phone numbers. You can't remember the names of people, faces of people. You can't concentrate in the same manner. You don't just get dementia. You get attention failure. You get addictive behavior because you're trying to keep your brain sharp. So you start to eat carbs, sugar, salt, fats, and you start to basically be desperate to feed your brain that's losing its edge. Third core chemical is what we call GABA, the brain's Valium. And many individuals get anxiety. They can't sleep as they get older. They get anxious as they get older. They get hooked on drugs from Xanax to marijuana to alcohol. And they self-medicate this chronic state of anxiety to sleep and to stay calm. And the fourth way the brain ages is it loses serotonin. And so you can't sleep. Once you can't sleep, you get more metabolic syndrome. Your immune system goes out of balance. You get more autoimmune diseases from thyroid to adrenal problems. And so sleep becomes a cornerstone dimension of mood, anxiety, and fighting all the neurodegenerative diseases from Alzheimer's to Parkinson's.
Wow. It seems like this is the real epidemic of our times. Welcome, Gary. And thank you for joining us.
I appreciate the opportunity to be here.
Yes, so this is so amazing, and I recognize all of these syndromes dispersed throughout my family, throughout the communities that I live in. This seems to be a really, really serious problem with regard to people's well-being. And we are very, very lucky to be able to talk about the food-mood connection and to understand that there are natural pathways that we can take, and we don't have to rely on poisons disguised as foods and medicine to try to combat some of these issues.
We have circles, centric circles upon circle upon circle, and where we are in the transitions of our life determine what input we have, who that input is from, how meaningful it is, whether it's constructive or destructive in part or whole. So, for example, if you're told, as we were for, my goodness, certainly back to the mid-1900s, it's okay to eat anything, drink anything, as long as you do it in moderation. Remember that?
I do.
Moderation. Now, I wondered, okay, let me put that to the test. I'd seen it so often given in arguments. And so I was a research fellow at the Institute of Biology. I had my own department. I had the nutrition and anti-aging department. And the other departments were in cancer, heart disease, pain, addiction. They were looking for the drugs that would cure that. It was all big pharma supported. Mine wasn't. And so I simply gave two sets of rats a diet. Now, they both had the same amount of protein, fat, fiber, carbohydrate, and water. So on that level, they were all equal. There should have been the same outcome. But in one group, I included something that was processed, meaning like a processed food that I gave them. Still, it had protein, fat, carbohydrates in the processed food and the rat chow. But another group had no processing, meaning no additives, no preservatives, no hydrolyzing agents, none of the products that were in everyone's food if you ate any of the normal foods in the supermarket. The difference was that one group of rats that ate the same diet, but it had no processing, meaning no toxins in moderation. They lived 2.5 months longer without disease. They didn't have obesity. They weren't tail biting. There wasn't cannibalism as you see otherwise. The other group had all the illnesses you would normally expect from anything that is obese. They gained weight because some of those chemicals were interfering with their endocrine system, their thyroid gland, their pituitary gland, their submaxillary glands, and that was causing them to have a maladjusted metabolism. As a result, they gained weight. As a result, they became more sluggish, irritable. So that was me saying to the entire medical industrial complex, okay, you do a great job, you're number one in the world, and I fully support you when it comes to emergency medicine. If you have a heart attack or stroke, if you're needing a brain surgery, if you've been in a car wreck, yeah. There's no other place I'd rather be to get treated than the United States, because we're the best at that. But emergency medicine represents anywhere from 10 to 12% of all medical procedures. That means that 88 to 90% of all medicine is chronic care. Chronic care means obesity, diabetes, heart disease, cancers, depression, anxiety disorders, inflammatory disorders like arthritis. And that we don't do as well. In fact, in some cases, we actually cause people to prematurely die. One good example of that was Vioxx. Vioxx was a chemical that during their testing, they saw there was an increased risk in stroke and heart attack. But it was a what was called a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory, meaning it was like a COX-2 inhibitor. It turned off the sensation of pain. Mind you, the pain was still in the body. It's just the signals to your brain to tell you you've got pain and go, ouch, were blocked. So the pain was the same. The underlying outcome would be the same. Bad. But in this case, the underlying outcome was, in a period of 4 years, a minimum, the lowest number I could find, was 60,000 Americans died from Vioxx. More accurate figures are closer to 500,000 or 500,000. Or let me put it this way. America was in the Second World War about the same number of years that Vioxx was on the market, and yet more people died from Vioxx, one drug, than all of American casualties in the Second World War. Wow. Okay, so surely there was consequences. Yes, very serious consequences. The makers of Vioxx had a bump up in their stock. The president of the company got a raise, and Wall Street was happy. Let's put this behind us, lessons learned. And I'm thinking, wow, I did a documentary on it called Death by Medicine. I did a book on it, Death by Medicine. I did articles on it to show that before you undertake anything that impacts your health and well-being, ask yourself, how do I know that what I'm about to do follows the most important principle in all of healthcare? First, do no harm. And unfortunately, it did harm. They knew it did harm. They got away with it. Okay, and a lot of people died, but they were rewarded. In fact, they didn't have to give back any of their ill-gotten gains outside of a small $5 billion fine. And then everybody washed their hands like Pontius Pilate and walked away. And business as usual. No one lost their reputation. Now, if you, Kathy Davis, if you decided today to drive your car, if you had one, through a crowd just because you were angry at something and you killed 10 people, you would never live that down. You would go to jail. You would pay restitution for the rest of your life. But the emotional restitution you'd never be able to pay back, because you can never bring those people that were innocent and of your rage and consequence, they died from it. So why is it that you and I and everyone listening right now has to pay a price for anything we do, or sometimes things we don't do? The Innocence Project has found that upwards of 40% of all prisoners are innocent of the crimes they were incarcerated for. 40%. So why haven't all the billionaires, and why haven't all the people who've been to jail, and why all about the humanitarians who are very rich, why don't they have 100, 1,000 innocent projects so we could get the people who are truly innocent out of that gulag? But we don't. It tells you about our values. I'm going to deal with this on my show today because I'm asking about why do we prioritize the military-industrial complex, the national and cybersecurity complex, over all, 100% of all of our important needs are set aside, not important, adult and childhood poverty. Do you know 2.5 million children, when they come out of school each day, have no home to go to?
Oh, my goodness.
Homelessness.
Yeah.
Homelessness is huge. I found 16,000 homeless vets living in the woods with nothing. No toilets, no electricity, no food in Titusville, Florida. That's one part of Florida, 16,000. Were there hearings? Nope. I did 3 documentaries on their behalf. I support a daily bread that get some food each day and allows them to have a place where they can take showers, and if they need socks or clothes, they get used but clean clothes, but no one else seems to care about them. What about the big pharma and big insurance and big medicines control for profits over our healthcare system? Have they made us healthier? Not at all. Our life expectancy has decreased by 3 years in the last 3 years. And how about the housing crisis? What about all the people that cannot afford to own or rent? It's too expensive. What about not a single city in the United States, not one, that has been ghettoized? In part, mainly because of the destruction of our working middle class jobs being outsourced to Russia for the last 45 years. And yet, the people who outsourced the jobs, Reagan, Clinton's, and everyone else, all presidents did it, they're rewarded, no one's punished. No one's discussing it. How many jobs? About 30 million. So what happens when you don't have a job and can't get one? What about the training and skills you had that are not applicable in another marketplace where everything is a service and you've got a specific skill? What about the rusting of all those old plants? Have we turned one of those homeless or one of those ghettos back to normal? Not one in all of America. We have gentrified some. I do PBS in Detroit. I've done maybe a dozen PBS specials there. There's one place right across from Windsor in Canada, and they took an old area and they modernized it. Yeah, you got to be wealthy to live there. Same thing down in Baltimore. Yeah, you got to be wealthy on the wharf to live there. And other places that they've gentrified. What happens when you gentrify something? You take people who may be able to exist there, maybe even work one job and still take care of their family, and now you're no longer wanted because we want to put in high-end stores, boutiques, restaurants that you can't afford to eat in, and therefore we need your apartment. So you see, I look at life a little differently because I've spent 57 years. Let me repeat that. I spent 57 years in the trenches fighting against every kind of discrimination and inequality on behalf of just normal people. So they don't mind we have ghettoized cities. They don't care who suffers. They don't. Show me the billionaire that's suffering. Show me the multimillionaire policymaker in Congress that's suffering. Show me the people that are middle class when they went into Congress now worth $100 million or $50 million or $20 million. How'd that happen? Let's not talk about it. So you see, when I'm looking at something such as the food that we eat, the water we drink, the air we breathe, and if we can't even be conscious enough to care about the quality of these that go into people's bodies, then why would we assume that they're going to be more conscious about something else? If you lack consciousness and you don't care and you lack empathy in one part of your life, it's going to translate into every other part of your life. It's just you're going to be smart enough to disguise it. You won't come up and with a sign that says, I'm a greedy, worthless bastard. Vote for me. Like you have all the other greedy, worthless bastards. No, we wouldn't probably. Well, some people would. I don't care. If you put Elmer Fudd and Alfred E. Newman for president, there'd be some people who'd vote for him. But the average person is taking you at your face value and your image. That person looks presidential. Ooh. They have the hanky. They have the blue suit. Yes, let's vote for them because they're presidential. What do you know about them? Well, we don't need to know anything. We've got this impression. I see. Wow. So then when you ask an average American, do you care what you eat? Yeah, I care what I eat. Well, what do you care about? Well, how it tastes. It fills me up. It's inexpensive. So therefore, a fast food meal you can have for less than what you could go out and buy at the farmer's market and come home and prepare a fresh meal, organic, locally grown. It's going to make you feel good, be good for you. And you can't do that for $4. But you sure can have all that meat and bacon and french fries and salt and preservatives. Yeah. You know what that does to your brain? Nothing. No, it does a lot. It alters your personality. Alters your perception. You begin to actually believe that what you feel is real all the time. Well, I feel something. Does that make it real? Well, it ought to. I felt it. Well, you know how easy it is to control your emotions? Let me give you an example. I've counseled, Kathy, tens of thousands of individuals. and about 3,000 of the 10,000 happen to be at some level well-known or celebrities, powerful people, wealthy. And by the way, whether they're rich, and I've counseled some of the richest people in America, or dead poor, I've never charged a single person a penny in all my career for counseling. I do it for free. Blame my mother on that. She says, you have a gift, give it. And so I honored my mother in that respect. I try to earn my income through, you know, books, lectures, but not when it comes to giving insights on health. Well, what I found was, I'll give you one example. There was a fella that was known for being very mean-spirited. Happened to have been a famous person in the entertainment field. And the person who came to my office one day was this person's agent and said, I don't know what's gotten into this guy, but I don't want to be around him anymore. And he is really obnoxious and crude. And so is there anything you can do to help him? You know, he don't want to see a psychologist. And I said, well, bring him around and I'll talk with him. So he did. And I counseled people late at night because I had so much other stuff going in the daytime. Plus, I was working in the laboratory, doing my radio shows, the syndicated shows, ABC Network, WABC, and BAI. And so from 10 o'clock to 2 in the morning, 4 hours, I would counsel people. And nobody got preferential treatment. Nobody could bring their posse or retainers or lawyers or anyone with them. They just had to come by themselves. And sometimes they really freaked them out. I had people not come because they couldn't come with their whole group of, you know, yes people. But when they were not the majority, by the way. Most people came in. And when you're sitting there and you don't have a makeup on, you don't have a photoshopping person, you know, showing that one eye is drooping and now you can make an even. No, I'm seeing them as they are. And in most cases, you'd wonder, how did this person become one of the world's greatest models? I'm seeing him, and I'm seeing all of this stuff. All that's covered up, and everything's changed once you've got a whole, you know, team of people trying to make you look better than what you actually are. And it's the image that we love, not the reality. It was F. Somerset Maugham says, never allow the public behind the curtain because it is the image they loved, not the reality. They would be grossly disappointed, then be angry at you for showing them that truth. In any case, so there I am, and I'm talking with this person. A person that had kind of like an overwhelmed personality. Do you know what I mean about, Kathy, about being overwhelmed?
Mm-hmm.
Real tight? You're like, any moment they're going to lash out at something?
Mm-hmm. And very so, reactive.
Very reactive. And so I said, tell me what's different now than 3 months ago. Nothing. You know, I'm not seeing what's going on. I haven't changed my diet. I haven't changed anything. I said, well, you've changed. Your manager and other people have said you've changed. You've become very aggressive, argumentative. You're very sarcastic. Where before you were smiling at people and thanking them, the people around you, now you're abusive verbally. He said, I don't know. I said, well, okay. Let's do a little test. It's called the COCA, from a Dr. COCA, a COCA pulse test. What's that? Simple. Everyone in the audience listening right now can do this. Boy, this is an eye-opener. So what you do, if you have a partner, in the morning when you wake up, don't get out of bed. But take your pulse for 60 seconds. Let's just say it's 75 beats per minute. Now, while staying in bed, take a single item of food, single item, and put it under your tongue for about 60 seconds. That's it. You can spit it out. But don't get out of bed for 20 minutes. Just stay there. Because if you get out of bed, you're going to raise your pulse rate. Heart's going to beat faster. So just stay there. Now, in 20 minutes, take your pulse again. If you're having an allergic reaction to that food, your pulse could go up by 5 beats or more per minute. So now you take your pulse. It was 75 before. And let's say you put an egg, piece of egg, in your mouth, or a glass of milk. They have to be single items. You couldn't put granola because it's multiple different items. Single, you know, like a piece of celery, whatever it is. And this person's pulse went up 8 beats per minute. I said, write that down. Now, every day, do different foods and beverages. And he did. At the end of, it was about 10 days later, I get the call from the manager. Wow. Turns out he's allergic to 3 things that he was taking before the concerts because it settled him down for a few moments. And I said, let me guess, was one of them dairy? Yeah. How'd you guess? Because it's not uncommon for people to drink milk who have brain allergies. Disrupts the brain chemicals, causing extreme agitation. So what you do is this. After not having any dairy in your body, if it's dairy you're allergic to, take a lot of it 2 weeks later, in one day, just throughout the day, drink dairy. And you should see all those symptoms come back, but really strong. And then you know, okay, I can't have anything with dairy. And that means you can't have anything with whey, which is a lot of cheeses. You can't have anything with casein, which is a lot of vitamins, but not as main ingredients, but as the binders and excipients and the fillers, whey powder, casein. Got to get rid of that stuff. Nothing with dairy. And as a result, gee whiz, by giving him some acetyl L-carnitine and a B-complex with 1 milligram of methylated folic acid, 1 milligram of B12, he was completely back to normal and never had a problem after that. So that's one example. Let me give you another example. This was a well-known physician who worked with a lot of other physicians at NASA. And his daughter turned out to be a listener of my audience, and they lived up in Connecticut, and he was going to have to retire because he had so much arthritis in his body, especially in his hands, that he couldn't really work his fingers, and he decided it was time just to retire because there was nothing in medicine that was able to help him regain the full mobility of his fingers and dexterity. But instead, the daughter insisted against his wishes or beliefs that he should see an environmental doctor. In this case, he went to one of the 3 best environmental doctors. Dr. Theron Randolph was the father of all this that I'm talking about, the food-mood connection. He was in Chicago. But this one was Dr. Marshall Mandel, who was up in Connecticut. And he went into a room, a small room, and they had all these bottles, little tincture bottles, no labels, but on the bottom of the bottle was a number. And he sat in a chair at the end of the room, and there was a clock, a big round clock at the other end. And so they'd come over, and they'd say, okay, stand up, walk in the room, and back. Took his pulse. And fine. Everything was fine. And they gave him several tinctures, just one drop, one eye drop under his tongue. And again, for the first 7 or 8 bottles, everything was normal. But the next drop he got, he couldn't get up. He was wobbly, lost his balance, said he had no strength in his legs, and he was dizzy. And it took him over 2 minutes just to walk the 10 feet to the end of the room and back. They gave him a neutralizing dose. They wrote down the number. Now, mind you, this is a double-blind controlled study, meaning no one, not the doctor or the patient, knew what of these 40 different little jars of liquid he was getting. So they wrote down the number. They mixed all the bottles up again and did it all over again. 3 out of 3 times, same reaction, same number. It was beef. So he went on a beef-free diet. And for 3 months, no arthritis pain. And then with some glucosamine sulfate and chondroitin sulfate and sea cucumber and some quercetin and other and cayenne and other nutrients that can help heal, and especially cod liver oil on an empty stomach in the morning, he got full use of his hands back and his pain gone. But then 3 months later, he was attending a dinner and all of it came back that night. He didn't understand it. He called the doctor. Flew back to New York, and they test him again, and he said, but I didn't have any meat. I intentionally had salmon. They offered salmon. But when they went through the menu, he had gelatin.
Mm.
They said, you do know that gelatin is made from beef skin. No, I didn't know that. Okay, so don't have gelatin. Don't have anything made with beef. And from there on, he was good. Now, some of the people, my audience at noon, I'm sure would remember I did a press conference at Robert F. Kennedy's high school over on the east side. It was a large high school. It could hold at least 700 people. And I was announcing with the director of the Institute of Biology my research offered after 2 years of showing that you never had to consume anything of an animal origin, no eggs, cheese, milk, fish, beef, pork, nothing from an animal to get all your amino acids, all 8 of your essential amino acids. You could get it from vegetables and grains. And that rewrote nutrition history, because even the textbooks I used when becoming a registered dietitian and a clinical nutritionist, Robbins' Therapeutic and Normal Nutrition, which, good textbook, by the way, but it said that only animal proteins are complete, meaning you got to get them outside of, you know, your diet, and their body can't create them. And all vegetables and everything else is just incomplete, and a lot's very incomplete. Turned out not to be correct. And that was one of my major discoveries. Well, one of the people in the audience was a woman, and I said, how many people in the audience here have had turnarounds in their illness when you turned around your diet? How many people had depression or anxiety? And when they gave up the bad processed food diet, got off caffeine, got off dairy, wheat, yeast, that suddenly they had a mental clarity. All these hands went up. And then I saw a hand go up that I recognized. And I said, come on up on stage. And we filmed all this. Somewhere I had this whole 7 hours. And it was the woman whose father had worked for NASA, and she had multiple sclerosis. And she says, I am in remission. I no longer have any active multiple sclerosis. More importantly, I've gained the strength in my legs and my balance back, and my neurons are rejuvenating, something that I was told couldn't happen from my regular neurologist. But since I've gone on the different protocols, this has happened. And that was, you know, I could see everyone in the audience was moved by this, because you saw a woman walking up the steps to the podium with no help before she had to have a walker, she said. In any case, the world I live in, I've seen a lot of things that people have no real easy answer for. But the answers are not difficult, depending upon how open and fluid you are to change. Now, the person who caused a lot of our interest was a doctor back in the mid-1970s, actually from the late 60s to the early 80s. And he was in California. He was a pediatrician, and he found that the additives in food, the sugar in food, will cause agitation and hyperactivity and cause also people to act violently. And there was a Dr. Golwag, and he also followed this up. And then there was some scientists who took this information, and they tested it in the prison system. Alexander Schultz. And they took prisoners, and the only thing they did, they eliminated all processed sugar and dairy. And they said over a period of 6 months, the violence, the fighting, the arguments, everything changed dramatically. I mean, statistically significant. Why? Because sugar and the amount we take them does two things. One, it can depress your immune system for up to 6 hours by about 50% and make you more vulnerable to viruses and infections. And two, it can also cause mental agitation. And so you get someone who's going off caffeine, get someone going off sugar, get someone going off alcohol, and watch their emotional reactions. I was head of addiction control at Trafalgar Hospital for 25 years, and we were associated with the Institute of Biology, were right across the street, that did all the original research. So I can tell you, the first thing I do with anyone with addictive behavior, no matter what the addiction is, detoxification, cleansing the body. And there's whole protocols for doing this. I share this with you, Kathy, because in any fundraising, I never want to go to pitching. I want to get people some insights and information they may or may not have known before, so it's not just another cold pitch. But we've gone 40 minutes into the show now. I want you to play another clip, and after that, then offer them the premium. And the premium is the food, mood, body connection. And it shows you how your mental health and physical well-being is directly connected to the response you could be having from a particular food, a glass of water, a juice, an alcoholic beverage that you may not be aware of. And I've had whole groups, for example, one last example here, I took a group of 500 individuals who, to get into the group, they had to go through our neurologist and psychiatrist, Dr. Martin Feldman, and prove that they had been clinically depressed and clinically anxious for at least 3 years. The average was five, on multiple medications, which they were. And we met every Saturday at a church over on 86th Street and Weston Avenue in the summertime for 3 months. At the beginning, 100% of the people were clinically depressed, and some were functional, many were not functional. They could not work because their behavior adversely affected their work. At the end of it, 94% complete total recovery. Their doctors took them off their meds, so we're talking about medicine-free, completely normal behavior. So which drugs did we give them? None. Which medical procedures were implied or given? None. This was about behavior and lifestyle modification. Yes, I had nurses there, I had doctors there, but that was merely to monitor people's progress. People kept diaries. We got them blood chemistry work up before and after, and boy, did their brain chemistry change. Because we have a whole new scientific body, a corpus of how to rejuvenate the neurons, the central nervous system, how to cleanse the debris out, the dead cells out, the sentient cells out of the brain, and stimulate and strengthen the central nervous system. And we did all that in 3 months with 500 individuals. 82% were women. The average age was 47. So, and was college educated. So we took people who could afford, understand, and benefit from a healthy diet and lifestyle with all that knowledge and all that education, all those skills and connections. They were living with myths. Well, it's a chemical brain imbalance, and you got to take these serotonin reuptake inhibitors in order to no, they shouldn't have. And also thoughts of suicide, gone. What's the number one cause of death in 10 to 14-year-old boys? Suicide. Now, Kathy, do you remember anyone growing up, any of your friends or people in your school that committed suicide when they were 10 to 14?
Gratefully, no, but once I became an adult, that I saw that happening, yeah, in people around me.
Well, today it's the number one cause in 10 to 14-year-olds. When I grew up, I went to the largest high school. There was only one big high school. We had 3,500 students. And the entire time, my father, my mother, my older brother, and I went to school, there was not a single case of suicide. So something radically changed. And so I delved into that. And all this is in the Food Mood Connection. There's protocols for everything in here. So there's one book that we all need in order to find how we can rebalance our health, be happier, be more positive in our disposition. Because some people maladapt at the emotional level to what their body's biochemistry is going through. So if you don't feel good, are you going to feel good? Can you be happy and upbeat if you're really in pain and misery? Most likely not. So I want to see people be happy and healthy and live a long life. So this is the book, The Food Mood Body Connection. It's almost 500 pages. It's a big book. And it's going to come your way from WBI. And BI needs this money and to help them out, because we don't have a whole lot of premiums today that are helping the station. And so we try to be as creative as we can And I just thought, hey, I want to get this book. So I went over to my publisher and I bought out the rights to it so I could give it to the station. Because normally you get a 40% discount, maybe a 45% discount.
Mm-hmm.
Wholesalers will get 50%, and the station 70%. So I'm helping subsidize every one of your books. I'm happy to do that because I know that that will allow the station to have money to pay their salaries and money to pay their basic bills. It's not enough to pay the $1.4 million the station owes, but it's enough to keep the lights on and the engineers paid and the people who deserve to pay. And by the way, the station needs about four times the staff it has. So they're really doing, for the people who are working there, the engineers and the program director and station manager, you could not expect more based upon all the work and responsibilities they have, sometimes in a very toxic environment with a lot of internecine conflict. So they're doing the job that other radio stations, nonprofit radio stations, have 30 to 40 employees. I don't know how many the station has now. What is it, 7 or 8 paid employees?
Just barely, yeah. It's so, not much.
So we don't have much, but we give a lot of good information out.
Absolutely.
Information from a lot of different very talented and very high-level integrity producers. I commend the producers. I commend the hosts of the shows on BAI. Whether I agree or disagree with them is irrelevant, because we need different ideas put forth so we, the public and listeners, can see, wow, there's a whole spectrum of ideas here. It's not just one voice and everything else in an echo chamber.
Mm. And Gary, we're offering the DVD as well.
Oh, yeah, mint, yeah.
It's a book and a DVD, the Gary Knowles Food Mood Connection Pack book and DVD. And as you were saying, we have to take responsibility into our own hands because the system is so exploitative that it's just sending more and more people into the hospitals to their beds and to their deaths. And you're right, it includes children who are being deprived of a vital life, a vital engagement with their life because they're obese, they are depressed, they are not able to do what they need to do in school, to be able to be attentive in school, and then they get diagnosed with attention deficit, and then they're drugged, and it's like a vicious, vicious cycle. So I wanted to play the clip that talks about children. Should I do that?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Dr. Harold Buttram. We have a lot of children in America today who are suffering from problems that we haven't recognized because it is leaky gut syndrome. So they're not getting the nutrients even into the body, and they're suffering from chronic allergies. And those allergies could even be cerebral allergies into the brain.
Yes.
All right. So with diet and lifestyle and nutrients, you're able to help clean up the intestine, lessen or stop leaky gut syndrome, so the nutrients you give them go to the body and rebalance their chemistry so they're no longer as allergic?
Yes.
So that means they have more normal disposition, more normal temperament, more normal moods?
Yes. In my practice, I usually start, the first thing I do with these children is give them a trial, a 3-week trial of dairy-free diet, followed by re-challenge. It would also be desirable to do the same thing with gluten, if it's feasible. And it's been my experience, many of these parents have done a lot of research on their own and have already gone through this with their children. And very often, just the elimination of dairy brings dramatic improvement in these children.
Have you ever noticed that by rebalancing manganese that is too high in kids with autism frequently and iron that's too low, by reversing the ratio, you can see an improvement?
Yes.
Yeah, and that's something that the average physician's unaware of. Too much manganese, too little iron. And you can get the iron from vegetables.
Millions of children today are on medication for attention deficit and hyperactivity disorders. It's interesting, a number of studies in recent years have shown that lots of these children who are put on these medications actually are sleepy. What happens is that they don't rest well at night. Even if they seem like they're sleeping 8, 10, 12 hours a night, they're often not getting good quality sleep.
In our culture, at least 11 million children are being treated with powerful mood-altering chemicals. And I think it's a disgrace because people are not looking at the lifestyle of the child. They're not looking at the home within which the child is being raised and the habits that the child is being exposed to. So people need to look at the children's diets. For one, the children are waking up, they're eating like a prepackaged cereal that's high in high fructose corn syrup, almost devoid of protein, and they're going to school. Their blood sugars are spiked way up and very soon afterwards are falling. And the child does not have the blood sugar to literally power the brain. So, of course, they're going to end up with behavioral and learning disturbances.
I believe that these environmental factors can play a role in schizophrenia, autism, mood disorders like depression and bipolar disorder, addictive behaviors, obsessive compulsive disorders, anxiety, panic disorders, sleep disturbances, and virtually any condition that you can think about which is labeled a psychiatric disorder.
Dr. Asher, tell us about the conditions that you see that you're able to help.
I saw a patient today, actually, who had bad migraines. He had ringing in his ears. He was overweight. He had a terrible diet. He was a painting contractor. He was exposed to all kinds of environmental toxins. His muscles were chronically tight, and he had lots of aches and pains, as well as his migraines. And just by changing his diet, putting him on a diet which was low in inflammatory foods, high in good quality nutritional foods, taking him off sugars, taking him off caffeine. He stopped drinking alcohol, putting him on some nutritional supplements, which were high in antioxidants, and doing some work on releasing some of his muscle spasms. His migraines went away, as did his ringing in his ear, got tremendously diminished. So that's a perfect example of how foods and can have an effect on our health.
What would be some of the nutrients that people who suffer from migraines could benefit from?
Particularly vitamin B2. There's a lot of evidence that taking that 400 milligrams a day actually reduces migraine headaches quite considerably. It's actually as good as many of the migraine prevention drugs. Another point on this is it seems like a large number of patients are deficient in vitamin D3, which seems to have a big impact on inflammation in the body, and it's easy to test for that, and I test for that in almost all of the people that see me, replacing that makes a very big difference in terms of a lot of aches and pains.
Wow, so let's just recap some of what he is suggesting. He's saying that inflammatory agents, now pizzas, hot dogs, hamburgers, French fries, barbecued ribs, the things that people love, the fried chicken, that all creates inflammation. When you heat at a high temperature any animal protein, a byproduct is called heterocyclic amines. Not only are they cancer-causing, but they're highly inflammatory. They can get into the joints, causing swelling and pain. He is suggesting that the American diet is highly inflammatory. Now, we all know that cancer, heart disease, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, multiple sclerosis, ulcers, fibromyalgia, these all have something in common, inflammation.
Inflammation is due to stress, is due to toxicity, is due to immunological imbalances, is due to endocrine imbalances. So inflammation has to be addressed with lifestyle changes.
So, wow. And this is really something, you know, no matter the age, we can transform our lives based on the choices that we make. And this is why this is such a powerful offer for all of you who are listening today. We all have issues that we face in our own life and changes we can make. But we also know people who are truly suffering, and we can help them to make a difference in their lives as well with this amazing premium that we're offering you today. And it is Gary Knowles' Food Mood Connection Pack, book and DVD. So you have the documentary that will cover so many issues about depression, anxiety, the foods you need to consume to maintain health for brain and life. It gives you information on good breakfasts to have to contribute to your health, or what you might be eating that are contributing to heart disease, how to combat fatigue and build abundant energy, and some of the real dangers in the foods that we don't even think about, caffeine, sugar, and all those hidden ingredients, which is where we're really getting a lot of that. And we want to know how to naturally rebalance brain chemistry, rebalance the hormonal system, and just to be able to live a healthy and vibrant life. Make that phone call to our pledge line, 212-209-2950. It's only a $100 pledge. And these days, you could go to the supermarket and buy three things and end up spending that kind of cash. But in this instance, you're able to rebuild your whole lifestyle around having a healthy and vibrant life. 212-209-2950. It's a $100 pledge for the book and the DVD. The DVD will inspire you and keep you going. And the book goes into much deeper detail on the actual steps you can take, how to discover what might be the culprit in your particular diet that's causing real health problems. And we don't pay attention. We walk around, we push, we take a lot of stimulants in our life, and before you know it, we're very, very sick. And then the doctors are not always dealing with a way to unravel that, to detox, to build your health. They're going to put more toxins into your system as often as not, and we want to be able to avoid that. And it's devastating. I know people right now who have serious immune compromised systems, who have multiple sclerosis, who are going in and out of the hospital because of tumors and other kinds of issues. And it's not like the food Gary is recommending isn't delicious food. It's great food. It's just that we have to give it our attention. And one way to start that process, to make that commitment for yourself, is to make a pledge of $100. Gary Knowles' Food Mood Connection Pack, book and DVD. If you've been diagnosed with one of these issues, if you have family members who have been diagnosed with one of these issues, if you haven't gone to the doctor but you just are not feeling well, you're sluggish, things are not, you know, brain isn't quite working, you're depressed, you don't want to engage with life, you can begin to take those steps back to your fullness so that you can enjoy your life, enjoy your relationships, enjoy your family, and have the energy to be creative, to do things, to build, and to have a community of vibrancy around you. And if you do that right now, make that phone call, 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950.
And this is information in this book that the average, in the documentary, that people need to know. If not for yourself, for your loved ones, because a lot of people are having memory loss and dementia, but it's not based upon what they think it is. So as a result, I'm suggesting we could regain our memory, we could regain our energy, our muscle mass, our strength, we could lose weight, we could feel much better, we could get better night's sleep. All this is doable, but only if you understand the simplicity of what you put in your body has an impact you may or may not know. I'm simply showing you, from children to adults to senior citizens, all of our lives can be improved in our mood and in our body's chemistry. We can literally slow down the aging process if we pay attention to protocols and information here. And it's 500 pages, plus a documentary that comes with it, with a panel of 12 of the best environmental doctors in the country telling you about the environment you live in, the food you eat, the beverages you drink. So this is really important, and you're going to use this or give this information to other people. So let's get on board, okay?
Thank you so much, Gary. Thank you so much.
We only spent 4 minutes pitching out of the whole hour. The rest was good quality information. That's one of the ways I believe we can improve our pitching is give a substance within the pitch. Thank you all, and have a nice day.
Thank you, Gary. And you can prove Gary right by making your phone call, 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. You can go to our donation site, give2wbai.org, give2wbai.org, and with that, you can transform your life. You'll be able to have an impact on depression, anxiety, fatigue, sluggish brain, change the balance of your hormonal system, enrich your body, heal the heart. These are such powerful things, and the power is in your hands. Make your phone call, 212-209-2950, and the folks on the call center are standing by for your calls. Let them know you want Gary Noel's Food Mood Connection pack, book, and DVD. It's a $100 pledge, and in today's economy, a $100 pledge is not such a big thing for such a powerful package. Go to the website, give2wbai.org. Go to your pledge line, our pledge line, 212-209-2950, and make a commitment to yourself. Say, I am going to do this now. I am not going to allow my body, my being, to gradually degrade so that I appear and I feel 10, 20, 30 years older. We can change that. We can bring back our vitality just by making a choice, by paying attention, by self-examining and finding out what are those hot spots, those things we must avoid based on our natural chemistry and the allergies we may have been born with. And we can make a few shifts and completely change our situation. We can build upon that by bringing in the nutrients to the food based on the food choices we make. You can do this. I have confidence in you. I know that you can do this because we are providing for you the tool that you need, the information that you need. And with your capacity to pay attention, to follow the inspiration, to bring that knowledge into your awareness so that when you go into the supermarket or to the food market, you'll make those choices that are going to make a difference for your health. You will learn how to prepare some of these things in the book, and you will be able to transform your health by enjoying the delectable food that you can prepare for yourself with love, that you can prepare for your family with care and consideration for their needs, so that the anger starts to disappear, the conflicts dissipates, and people begin to remember what it means to be happy again, to remember how to appreciate life, how to love life, how to be able to go out into the world and become and contribute in ways that all of us want to contribute in our lives. So keep your calls coming in. The number to call is 212-209-2950. Gary Noel's Food Mood Connection, 212-209-2950. Gary Noel's Food Mood Connection pack, book, and DVD. It's a $100 pledge. That number again is 212-209-2950. We want to make those phone calls so that we can help support WBAI as we heal and help our own bodies.
Hey,